Hello, this is Mol speaking again. This is part two of the 633rd Mol Out Loud podcast. It's a bit noisy because it's cardboard collecting day and the trucks are making a bit of a racket. It's dark now and I'm walking through the mall, and I'm actually wondering whether there are any boxes I could take in order to carry the stuff upstairs that we need to carry from the ringing room. I don't know. No, well, they look as if they're full, the boxes I can see. I'll just check along here. That would be really useful. Well, that one's a bit huge and it's also got stuff in it, so maybe I can't do that. There's a part two to this podcast because a friend was coming towards me, someone who's just lost her husband, and so I felt I wanted to stop and talk to her, and I thought I'd paused the podcast, but in fact it continued running. And so because I'm doing this on my phone and I have a fairly basic recording system, I don't think I'm going to be able to edit it afterwards. So I shall see if I can just chop it off at the point where I bump into her and have this as the second part. See what I can do in terms of cutting off and pasting together when I get to the place where I'm going to have some soup. So I think that's, we'll see, and you'll see too. You'll see whether I've achieved it or not. I do hope that you had a good weekend, that you were able to be engaged with what you were doing, that your week has started again rather more gently than mine has. Or at least more gently than this evening is going to be. But it's interesting, the sound is so different in here. I'm just walking through a building site, tunnel, and I can really feel the difference between here and being out in the open. Nearly through to the other side. It's a building site that has been in progress for years and years and years. First, because there was a fire in the centre of town that burnt down our biggest department store. And then a number of years later, when they were rebuilding, there were insufficient foundations to take consideration of the fact that a creek was running underneath and the whole place flooded and so destroyed a few more of the shops around that were completely undermined. So it's been a real muddle for years. Still, this tunnel didn't exist before. I mean, it's, when I say tunnel, I mean it's just an enclosed bit on the ground. So obviously something's being done, but it's a very, very slow process. A bit like writing a novel, really, where you kind of build up one thing and then something else may or may not go wrong and you have to start again from a different angle. I'm going to stop this podcast in a minute. Thank you very, very much for listening and persevering with this split podcast. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.